Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Thick Skin Podcast, where the most value comes from the most uncomfortable conversations. I'm your host, Espy, and today I actually asked y'all to send in some juicy questions within my Instagram stories, which if you follow me on there, thank you so much. If you don't follow me on there, my Instagram username is @11espy, and I would appreciate any support from your end so much, as it definitely helps out. And essentially, y'all sent in some very good questions, and I kind of just wanted to dive into like some more personal stuff, some tea, maybe a little bit about dating, about body image, if I'm only into guys, some questions too are very intimidating for me. So I just kind of want to go into it, and it's like a perfect opportunity for y'all to get to know me more and for me to get to know y'all more. So yeah, I'm very excited to get started, and thank you so much for tuning in. Desi asks, would you date a plus-sized man? And if so, would you feel comfortable? For me personally, dating a plus-sized man would be, I feel like, no different than dating someone that isn't plus-size. I think if anything, dating someone that is as well plus-size will be kind of beneficial, because they would kind of understand a lot of like triumphs and stuff that I went through, and he probably went through the same thing. So I feel like it'd be more of like a special connection that we would have. So I would 100% date a guy that was plus size. I do not see why not. I think during like my first semester of my last year in college, actually, there was this guy in one of my marketing classes that was in fact plus size, and I kind of had a crush on him. Like, I would actually look forward to going to class, which, shocker, like, who would look forward to going to class? I don't think anyone, especially during, like, your last semester of college in your undergrad. And because, I was checked out. I was like, I'm just ready to graduate. I'm so excited for this to be over with. And I was just kind of like, you know, I'm done. But he made, like, kind of marketing class to be excited to look forward to. And turns out, like, after that class ended and we were, like, in the middle of, like, graduation, we were so close, he actually asked me out on a date. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I knew I felt something between me and this guy. Like, I loved his energy. He was just very masculine. And I just found the way he carried himself really attractive. And I loved his style, too. But I don't know what happened, but he literally just never followed up. One thing I would say, I won't say it was a red flag, but something that did catch my eye is that he partied a lot. Like, he liked to party, he liked to drink. And I was kind of like the opposite. Like, I was more so, I always grew up kind of like a good girl, but I was trying to get out of my comfort zone my last year to have fun. And like, I would go out and, yeah, and I actually ran into him at a party once, and it was just like, I really enjoyed talking to him, but it just never worked out. And turns out he's now dating someone else. So I don't know. I felt like a little fuckboyish vibe. So I will say, as great as plus size men feel or seem, like, there are some fuckboys out there that are plus size too. So be careful, ladies. But yeah, I would 100% feel comfortable dating someone plus size, because literally, we could connect and relate on so much, I bet. HorrorDude97 asks, the last date you went on and how was it? In the time of filming this, the last date I went on was actually near a music festival I went to, which was, I cannot remember the date specifically, but I met this guy at a music festival that I was actually invited to. Shout out So Bloom. And I met him actually in the artist lounge. It was so weird too, because I was invited, and I was invited to like make content there, and I decided to bring a photographer / videographer. Shout out Ricky. And it turns out he had another client in the evening, and I was like, oh, frick, like, I'm going to be left here alone at this music festival, like, at nighttime. And at nighttime is when, of course, the big headliner comes on. So, like, I don't want to go home. Like, I'm very excited to see Brent Faiyaz, but I was going to be alone. And I had mutual friends that were there, too, but they were also there on a project or just on something that they were working on as well. And I was like, dang, I'm going to be here alone. And so right when... Ricky left, my videographer at the time. I was kind of left alone, and I ended up going to the influencer lounge, and like no one was there because everyone was, you know, out there watching like the headliners. So then I left and I went to like the artist area, and I went to go like, I just went to like scoop around, and like, and then it turns out I was like, holy crap, like I'm kind of like in an area where I'm not really supposed to be, and I didn't even know, or I was just walking around. I didn't know how I ended up there. And then I ended up meeting this guy, and he was really cool. He was actually from Canada, and he was there for work too. He owned like his own music business marketing agency, and he was very successful. And there's definitely like like good energy there. And so we spent the night together. We watched Brent Faiyaz together. He bought me dinner. And we ended up leaving together, too. Not, like, together, together, like, to his house or my house or, like, out. But, like, he just ended up walking me to my car. And it was really nice because I was pretty much all alone. And so it was a good time. And so then the next day, it was a music festival again. We saw each other there, hung out a little bit. And then we ended up hanging out. We ended up going home, and then we ended up hanging out later in that evening. It was like 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m. We ended up going to get, I'm not even say dinner. We ended up going to like some random dinner, diner place and got some food. And we ended up like walk. It was 2 a.m. at this point. We ended up walking around all of Doko together, all of downtown, like where all the clubs and the bars are. And I was showing him around since he's not from here. He got so excited over like Doko and the Golden One Center because of the Kings. And it was just a good time. And we ended up kind of spending like the whole weekend together. It was so weird. Like the very next day, we ended up going bowling together. We played some games. And then we saw each other one more time until he finally had to leave. And no funny business went on, of course. Like I wouldn't do that with a guy that I literally just met. But it was a good time. I want to say anything good, anything bad. He's from Canada. I'm obviously here in California, so nothing really went further than that. But that was the last date that I went on, and it went really well. And I think we're going to meet up once he comes to Soul Bloom again next time around, next year. Well, this year by the time this is out. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. It's just having fun, you know. How can someone be more respectful and supportive when dating someone plus size? This is a great question, as I feel like it is important to hear about this from a fellow plus size girly, or let's say your type is someone plus size and you're just wondering, how exactly can I show this girl or this guy that like I actually care about them, I'm interested in them? It's a lovely question. The very first thing I would say is definitely communication. As someone that just recently started dating, like I wouldn't say recently, but I was kind of like a late bloomer for sure in dating. Communication and words of affirmations is like a huge thing for everyone, of course. But I feel like when you're plus size, like we like to hear reassurance and such. I've definitely learned that sometimes words aren't everything all the time, because you also want to see action, aka like acts of service along with words. But of course, dating someone plus size is just like any other relationship, but there are some niche specific things that can maybe help or can go into strengthening the relationship. I think it's also important to like be an ally. Like, let's say you're in a relationship, even if you're not in a relationship with someone plus size, but if you witness something like body shaming, comments or behavior like directed towards your partner, or I think it's really, really cute and an excellent opportunity to like speak up, support them. Confronting like negative behavior, I would say, is like crucial in like maintaining a healthy relationship, and it just helps someone feel like cared for and loved. So I also think it's important if you're dating someone plus size and you're not someone plus size and you maybe don't have any family members that grew up plus size, so you're not really like familiar with the kind of like stuff they grew up and have to go through. Educating yourself, learning about body positivity, fat acceptance, and some of the challenges faced by like a lot of plus size individuals throughout growing up within, of course, this late generation too. Just educating yourself will help you understand more of like your partner's experiences, their struggles, advocating for them, and all of that jazz. I think a huge way to also to support your plus size partner would be to think ahead of time, depending what kind of date you plan, where you're taking them. Let's say it's like a vacation or like a movie theater or a concert, a show. Of course, depending on their size as well, like just consider your partner's like needs and comfort. The more that you are just mindful about like what exactly makes them more comfortable. And with that is, of course, education and communication. But just make sure to choose activities within dates that accommodate their needs and their preferences, and of course makes them feel safe and not at all in any position to make them uncomfortable. I think also alongside that is, well, this is with for anyone and everyone, but respecting their bodies. Just remember that your partner's body and their choices are their own, and respecting their bodies and their decisions, like anything related to their body, let's say including like choices of food or diet, exercise. I think sometimes some of those things can be very sensitive. Of course, too, if there's an instance where your partner maybe struggles with an eating disorder or anything of that sort, just remember to be very mindful and careful when commenting on those kind of things. Too, I think being mindful of language is very important too when dating someone plus size. Just be cautious with your language. Just avoid derogatory or hurtful terms related or regarding weight. Avoid making negative comments about their body or anyone else's body, because that could also be triggering too. And let's say if you're listening to this and you're plus size yourself, and maybe you're talking to someone that's not plus size, or you're in the early stages of dating someone that's not plus size, feel free to like send them this episode and maybe give them like the timestamp of where you want them to start listening to and whatnot. And this could also be a helpful, beneficial way to make sure that they're kind of loving and respecting your boundaries if needed, because I know not everyone has that, like maybe they haven't developed that communication skill, or they're still not very confident with like asserting their boundaries, or it's something you're still working on. Just feel free to send them this episode. Address maybe insecurities. Depending how far in you are in the relationship, if your partner opens up about their insecurities, listen to them empathetically, offer reassurance. This is kind of alongside words of affirmation. Let them know that you're there to support them and ask them like, hey, like, what can I do to support you, or what can I do to help you to overcome this? Of course, everyone's different, and this is something that you could do to help support anyone that you're in a relationship with. Like, it doesn't even have to necessarily be someone plus size, but just adding that extra words of comfort and being there for someone is super, super magical. And especially if growing up with someone plus size myself, I haven't had a lot of that. So just don't be shy or hesitant to be vocal about how much you're there for someone. The next question is, have you or would you date long distance? I have experienced like dating and such, but I haven't really experienced like a long-term serious relationship and something that's, you know, kind of like set in stone. And at the moment, long distance, probably not. I think it definitely depends how actually far away the person is. Like, I live right now in Stockton, California. And if this person lives in California, but a bit further away, like, I feel like some people would consider that long distance. But for me, it's like, if this person is like an hour away flight, or like a 2 hour away flight, or let's say the drive is like 3 hours, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily see. Maybe then I'll give this question a a little more thought, but at the moment, something very long distance, I don't think I would. Nebraska, like, I see that as long distance. So it definitely depends on the situation, but I think at the moment right now, since I haven't experienced something like serious long term, I don't think I would. But let's say after I experience like what it's like being in a relationship, my boundaries, my expectations, some more. The next question is, do plus size women like it when their date mentions that they find their body type attractive? This is a very interesting question, and I feel like everyone is definitely different. Me personally, I do, but as long as it's not like generalized as much. I get that everyone has a preference, and I love to know like a man's type, like what he likes physically and personality wise too, but I would like it more if obviously the guy that I was dating like niched it down, like if he was like, I love your curves, like I love your body, or like I find your body attractive, rather than like him talking in general. Because honestly, yeah, of course, like I love to hear it when a guy is into curvy your bodies and someone plus size. How do you differentiate between fetish dating and casual normal dating as a plus size person, or what are some red flags to look out for? I love this question because I have personally actually experienced this. I don't know what the exact level it was, because it did not go as far, like, at all, actually, with dating this guy specifically. But there are, in fact, signs that you could look out for, and also language that they use. But there is this guy that I used to date, kind of. Or he kind of tried to date me, but I didn't really let him. I remember, I already knew about the feeder community and VD, but very, like, briefly. Like, very, like, I just knew that there is a fetish that a guy, or even a girl, like, purpose or the goal is to, like, make them bigger. I kind of knew about this, but I'd never really experienced it because, like I said, I was, like, totally, like, a late bloomer when it came to dating. And I noticed that I was talking to this guy. He was really cool, really nice. This guy couldn't stress enough how much he wanted to, like, feed me. Like, I think we were having this conversation about, like, having chocolate-covered strawberries, and he was like, yeah, like, I'd love to feed you them. And then, like, I was trying to have the conversation go elsewhere in text, and he was just, like, on the whole feeding me chocolate. Like, I tried to change the subject of him feeding me, and, like, he didn't want to change the subject. Like, he wanted to keep talking about it. And I was like, okay, maybe this is a sign that he's, like, into that fetish of, like, the feedy fetish. And then the first and only date that I went on with him, we ended up getting ice cream. And when I was on the date with him getting ice cream, like, he kept trying to feed me my ice cream and then feed me his ice cream. And then he kept trying to, like, grab the spoon and feed me ice cream, and I was just like, no, I'm okay, like, because I remember I was eating, like, sherbet, like, a non-dairy ice cream, and he was eating a dairy ice cream. I was like, no, thanks, I'm good. Like, it doesn't really taste good together, because it's, like, I'm eating sherbet, and, like, he's eating, like, vanilla. I was like, damn, okay, like, maybe this is another sign that this guy is into this, like, fetish, or it's something he's into. And I'm not the type to, like, fetish shame, but I am the type of, like, it's not something that I'm interested in doing or partaking in. I would say those are signs. And also, if he's just, like, he likes to have conversations about food, too, with you. Or if he's out eating and he just sends you pictures of his food. Or just stuff like that I've experienced, too. Because I've had, literally, I kid you not, the finest and cutest of men. Literally men that look like Shawn Mendes, like, out of a magazine, so cute, and they're messaging me and we're flirting and it's, like, perfect. And then turns out he's into, like, that feedy fetish, which, to each their own. Like I said, I don't kink shame, I don't fetish shame, or if you don't see it as a kink, I'm sorry if I'm misspeaking about it, but this man is so cute. He literally looks like Shawn Mendes' twin, but all he wants to do is talk about food and feed me. It's just not my jam. Like, I'm not looking for, like, a sexual, like, fantasy thing. Like, I'm looking for a serious relationship. And doesn't matter how cute the man is, like, I'm not into that. And so I just kind of stop talking to him and I move on. There are some signs and stuff that you could look out for. Also, oh my gosh, I forgot one last one is maybe if they just make comments about your tummy, your belly, or they ask you to send you pictures, or they ask you to send them pictures like your lower stomach area, that's another sign too. I haven't had that one personally, but I know that that's another sign. Are you only into guys? I personally am very straight. I am only into guys. Not into girls. Sometimes men piss me off, but, or they make me, like, they test my patience, but I'm definitely only into guys. Proud LGBTQIA plus ally, though. My sister has been married with her partner for over 15 years. I've witnessed, you know, LGBTQIA plus relationships growing up. I'm very lucky where I never had the need to like question it or feel confused about it. My sister taught me a lot and educated me about it. She's now in her 40s and I'm very lucky where I was able to grow up with such a great resource and how to love and accept people no matter who they are, who they love. The next question is, as someone who is plus size, is there a size you would say isn't beautiful? I think this is a good question. And I think for me personally, I would 100% say that there isn't a size to me that isn't beautiful. However, there is definitely a size where it's like, if it's completely like detrimental to your health and you're seeing doctors and the doctors are like, I cannot stress enough how you have to actually make changes in your diet, in your lifestyle in order to live. Like, that's another story. But the part of me I cannot stress enough is God made you, your body, your temple, the way it is. I trust the higher power. I trust the universe. And God puts us and guides us. I'm sorry if you're not religious, but I just feel like every path that we go through is it's meant to be. And I would say that every size is beautiful. Everyone is beautiful in their own unique, special, magical way. But I think there is definitely a line and a limit where if it's we see it on TV shows, right? Like there's shows that are literally titled My 600-Pound Life and I never want to glorify or romanticize when someone is like just not in a healthy environment or place. So I would say that still everyone is completely beautiful in their own way, but I think it is important to put your health first and live your best and brightest life possible, even though there are a lot of health and mental issues that a lot of us go through, including me. Like, gosh, like, I cannot begin to express how much of a battle it is every day for me personally when it comes to, like, mental reasons or health reasons, but that's definitely a story for another pod. So just stay tuned for that. Do you like it or do you get disturbed when you catch men staring at your breast? This was such like, I had to add this in because I just felt like it was so, I'm not going to say silly, but it was just really random. And I personally have never caught or been like, oh my God, this guy's staring at my chest. Like I've never experienced that. At least I haven't noticed it. And there's been some instances where I do talk to someone or a guy or in a group and I will walk away with my sister or a friend and she'd be like, oh my God, SP, that guy was like totally completely like checking you out or staring at your breast. I was like, what? He was like, I don't know if it's like I'm just like clueless or something or but she was like, yeah, that guy was flirting with you. Did you not realize or see that? I was like, no, like I don't. I think for me is just, I kind of like assume that people are just friendly or nice, but she tells me that it happens and I'm just like, I literally cannot recall or think this of happening, or maybe I'm just like overly anxious that I don't notice, because I'm not gonna lie, when I talk to a guy that I think is cute or I'm flirting, I like black out inside of my mind, but I think I do a pretty good job like playing it cool or just hiding my anxiousness. I think I've learned to do a pretty good job of that, but I don't notice it. But if I were to notice it, I would get pretty like uncomfortable, because I don't think that's appropriate, especially because we're not in a relationship. So do you think that it's hard to find love in 2023? I think it's harder to find love, but I don't think it's hard enough. I think as someone that's a hopeless romantic in 2023, I think there's still a lot of people out there that are just like me. And it's hard sometimes when like you live in a city that's quite small. Like I live in Stockton, which actually Stockton's pretty big, but it's pretty diverse too, but it's not like, sometimes I just think about how big the world is, and I would be kind of silly to limit my options to a city that I'm in every single day. So I don't think it's hard to find love, but sometimes it is hard to like find your person. Have you ever gotten body shamed on the first date? I don't think so. From what I remember or recall, I don't think I've gotten body shamed on the first date, but I've definitely been body shamed like on a kitchen table or like out eating, but I wouldn't say it was on a date. As someone plus size, would you date an Asian guy? Oh my gosh, I would 100% date an Asian guy. Fun fact, growing up, I would say when I was like 16, 17. Yeah, I think it was 2016. I had the biggest crush on Rice Gum, which if you don't know who Rice Gum is, he was a really, really famous like YouTuber at the time. And I thought he was so attractive. And at the time I had brown hair, and he made it very clear that he was only into blondes and like blondes. And I remember I tweeted without tagging him or anything. I was like, I dyed my hair blonde because Rice Gum likes blondes, and he liked it. I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, like my celebrity crush like liked my tweet. And but yeah, I didn't actually go blonde because of that reason, but I was like, oh, I'm blonde now, like maybe Rice Gum will notice me. But to answer your question, yes, I would date someone that's Asian. I do find them very attractive. What is something you fear as a plus size woman when dating a much smaller man or a man who is physically fit? I used to have a lot of these fears. I think I've kind of overcome most of them by now, especially because I, at first, when I was 17, 18, I would be like, if there was like this extremely like cute, good looking, handsome guy that like really wanted to get to know me, text me, take me out. I, at the time, being like 17 and ignorant, I was like, what the hell does this like perfect guy want from me? Like, I thought I was, and I'm not exaggerating with how low my self-esteem was at the time, but I thought like I was not attractive whatsoever because of my body. And again, this is a pod for another day, but I struggled like heavily with like, I think it was like body dysmorphia and such, and maybe it's something I still struggle with now, but never at the extent that it was when I was 17. And I would just overthink everything. I still am like such an overthinker, and it would be like things like, oh my God, like he can't lift me up, like or I can't sit on his lap, or just stuff like that. Like I would fear like he will easily leave me for someone like much smaller. Let's say he'll date someone again after me, someone plus size, but maybe it would be a plus size girl that was like smaller than me, or maybe a plus size girl that was bigger than me, like if plus size girls are his type. So those are things that I would fear, and I would overthink, and I would allow my negative self-talk and my doubt stop me from dating. And I feel like that's a huge reason why I was such a late bloomer when it came to it, and I didn't allow me to experience like those small romantic moments, especially growing up as a teen, or like first year of college, freshman year. I was just like, I was like this very awkward, I felt like I was like lost baby deer on this campus full of like experienced students. I just felt so small compared to everyone. And I just feared a lot, I would say, coming from someone that's plus size. I would say that I've worked on it a ton, where I'm in such a different place right now. But those are some of the fears that I've experienced, and we could tackle them a little more on another episode. Steak dinner or seafood dinner for a first date? Ooh, I always reach for seafood. I'm not gonna lie. If I'm on a first date, I always do a salmon. If I do steak, I'm very feminine about it. I'm like, can you cut this for me? And yeah, it's cute. You could do a steak too if you want, but I usually go for a seafood. How do I let go of my insecurities when I get intimate with someone? I think something that could really, really help you would just kind of thinking like, whether you're wearing clothes or you're not wearing clothes, this man that you're dating or you're in a relationship with knows you're plus size. He knows you're bigger. He sees you literally physically every single day when you go out on dates or hanging out. He knows you're a bigger girl. He's attracted to you. Like, you shouldn't ever question or doubt yourself or question yourself why this is happening or have insecurities going into it. Even though I know it's hard and it's something that I myself have to get through when the time comes. But I would say just communicate what would make you most comfortable, your boundaries, your expectations, how far you will go, guide him, tell him, like, let me guide your hands, whatever it is. Just let go and just remember that the reason you're being intimate with someone is because he literally finds you physically attractive. And he wants you. Like, don't ever question that. I hope that I explained that right. How do you not get discouraged when finding a partner is longer than expected? I used to be a girl that's like, oh my God, like, I'm so done. Like, I'm so done looking. I'm so frustrated. Stop looking for that person. Stop. Just be patient. And once, like, you're living your best life, completely, utterly focused on yourself, bettering yourself, the universe naturally will reward you with a person that's like implementing that same energy out in the universe. Like, when you're focusing on yourself and perfecting yourself as a person, let's say you're journaling every night, you're waking up, going to the gym every morning, you have this routine, this schedule, guys naturally are attracted to an energy where a girl is just like completely and utterly focused on herself. And it's important to not feel discouraged, because it will happen naturally, I promise you. And if you are someone that's maybe like I used to be, where I would move around and I would be like, I feel so lonely, like, or I would experience like these incredible like opportunities. For example, like, I would receive like tickets to a show and I'd be like, life is so good right now and so beautiful and magical, and I feel so lucky to be given this opportunity. But how much better would it be if I had like a partner or like someone alongside me that I could bring on and like experience these things with me or for me? But I totally like worked on that. We rewired my brain, and instead of being like, oh, I wish I had someone to experience X, Y, and Z with, I'll just be like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this experience and this offer that the universe has brought me. I'm instead going to go to that event, totally just give it my all, not with the intention of meeting someone that I end up like wanting to be with. It will just happen naturally. Or maybe I'll meet a guy there. Like, why am I like kind of being sad because I feel so lonely most nights, or want someone that I could go home with and like just cuddle with? Like, it, I promise you, it will happen naturally. Please don't get discouraged or give up. Just totally rewire your brain in the way you're thinking. Journal, self-reflect. Totally, just utterly, don't be sad or mope around about a guy. Use that energy and just place it elsewhere where it will better you as a person. And I promise you, it will happen naturally. I cannot stress that enough. With that being said, I think that's a good way to end the pod. I want to thank y'all so much for listening. I'm sorry I'm still a bit like kind of awkward and weird about this, because I'm learning and I'm just recording and doing all this by myself. So I'm sorry if I'm a little bit like jaded while filming this, but I promise you, with more patience, I'll be better. Rate this episode. Tell me your thoughts in the Q&A below. Ask me questions. Follow me on Instagram if you haven't. It's at 11SB. Follow me on TikTok at 11SB. Send in your requests, something that you maybe want me to cover in the future. And thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye.